The Alaska Native Arts Foundation is celebrating its 10-year anniversary. The foundation's gallery is in downtown Anchorage, but Trina Landlord, the executive director, says they now have a registry of more than 1,100 Alaska Native artists from across the state. She says beyond showcasing art and helping build economies in rural Alaska, the foundation offers training in art production and business for artists.
My vision is to not only promote their work, but to tell the story of who they are, where they come from, because there's so much meaning there. In the past years, my ancestors did not have a word for art. Everything was utilitarian in nature, and now pieces are... We carry traditional and contemporary artwork.
Well, you're celebrating the 10th anniversary of the Alaska Native Arts Foundation, and although you haven't been here for the full 10 years, clearly you know a lot about the philosophy behind it. What do you envision the next 10 years will look like?
The next 10 years, I'd like to continue on the upward mobility of continuing to work with artists. And I believe that we have this generation of emerging artists, and what I'd like to do is continue to showcase and feature and continue to build on the exhibitions and being able to showcase their new works. The next big event that we are going to be hosting is our 10-year anniversary fashion show, and it's called Where Art Thou? It's going to take place in April 2013, and it's all about wearable art and be able to showcase everything from sealskin business suits, power suits, all the way to jewelry and other types of contemporary fashions.
Would you say, Trina, that there is a typical client or customer that comes through the door here, or who do you see?
We do not have a typical client that comes through. We have worked with people from all over the globe. We have tourists that come in during the summer months, and they can be anywhere from our closest destination, like Seattle, all the way. I've met people that come from France and Spain and Germany. And then we have our local Alaskans that want to see what we're up to, and so they come in and come to First Friday events. So it's a broad range. We have tourists from all across the globe and local Alaskans and art collectors that come in. So it's a broad spectrum of our art audience.
There seems to be a growing, you mentioned an emerging generation of Alaska Native artists, and there seems to be kind of a growing urban Native art scene here in Anchorage. How is the Arts Foundation connected to that, and how do you work together?
Over the last summer, we had the awesome opportunity to work with Nicholas Galanin. He's a Tlingit and Aleut contemporary artist based out of Sitka, and we worked with him and his brother Jared in conducting a master artist workshop where we brought in five emerging artists who worked with silver and copper as a new medium. And so that's just an example of working with this emerging artist scene and really being able to connect them with established artists and provide a platform for them to gain exposure through the Arts Foundation with buying and selling their artwork.
Trina Landlord is the executive director of the Alaska Native Arts Foundation. The foundation is celebrating its 10th anniversary. Pictures and links are at our website, alaskapublic.org.